where they rise in the blue of heaven's dome. Many years I have spent in that place of sweet content. Those mountains call me back to my Montana home.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Perception Management with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you for joining us tonight. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, or if you are less monetary challenged, use that number. And then we have the freebie, 1-800-313-9443. I have a lot of information tonight. Today is Sunday, the 3rd of March. Join us in the chat room at perceptionmanagement.chatandgo.com. Tonight's theme is one of those I told you so moments. And again, good evening to all the listeners out there and those in the chat room. And I hope what I have compiled for you tonight will assist you in your perception management of the bigger picture of what's really going on. For those familiar with RBN and Michael Rivero's All Wars Are Bankers Wars video, I should add it. I filled in on his show on Friday there, and I was going to do an entire show on fake moon landings, fake moon rocks, and chemtrails. But anyway, love you, Mike, if you're out there. But anyway, I'm going to tie up some loose ends tonight. In studying all these covert operations and those like the CIA, you learn many, many things of what's going on in the background of those said operations. Take Afghanistan, for example. It's estimated that over $1 trillion in mineral wealth is there, as well as the needed opium fields that have to be guarded for Big Pharma so as to keep the addiction going. Addictions which fuel the commerce in courts, insurance rates, as well as hospitals and addiction centers, and also inmates into privatized prison system. Oh, and don't forget that the average funeral cost $8,000. I know it's true because I heard it on CBS radio stations. Anyway, well, I wouldn't even be here tonight with my trusty oxys to keep me going from a botched surgery that I've had 4 years ago. I think Oxy should be available as over-the-counter and come in those nifty little Pez dispensers designed. And, of course, with the military logo on of Go Army. Maybe I should give a moment of silence to those boys in uniform as a personal thanks. I'm not sure who that is. Oh, okay. Thanks, Kenneth. Americans, well as those, these drugs have killed billions, not billions. God, I'm starting to sound like that worthless POTUS up there right now. They have, the banks through the opium and pharmacies have laundered hundreds of billions of dollars. They've killed more Americans as well as bankrupted others in fueling this so-called addiction, all created, than this invisible enemy called the virus has. Look it up. Still, that's not really a crisis, is it, right? A pill is worth more than a human life, right? So, I'd like to start off tonight's show with this first hoax of how Black Lives Matter. And if I have any blacks out there in the audience here, this is nothing against you to denigrate you anyway. But this just shows you the hypocrisy of what we hear today. And I'll tie this in with the rest of the show. So, listen up.
Welcome to Candid Africa, truthful and unapologetic.
In Africa, yes, because there is a policy of the American government. It's called the Kissinger Report, which was produced in the mid-70s when Henry Kissinger was involved with the government. And it explicitly states, which to this day, it remains the official policy of the American government. It has not changed. Mm-hmm. It may not be implemented by Trump, but it remains the same. That the purpose of the foreign policy in Africa was to reduce the population. So to give aid to countries in Africa, not clean water and schooling and things like that, but contraception and abortion. In order to shrink the population of Africa, because they have great mineral resources there.
That sounds diabolical.
It is.
That sounds like something conceived in the mind of Margaret Sanger.
Yeah, definitely. And so at the time, Kissinger and those involved with the Carter administration wanted to shrink the population, make sure that the Africans do not develop and do not use the resources for themselves, because we in the States, we need them. There is a concerted effort of foreign powers to control the population of Africa. Africa is a huge continent, could feed thousands of more people, but the policies of the West, especially in Europe. For example, between 1990 and the year 2000, the United States, Canada, and Europe contributed about $6 billion in contraceptives, not to help the people, not to give clean water, clean food.
To fight malaria, for example.
No, of course, perish the thought, never. Yeah. Let them die. That's the whole idea. So in our work in Nature Line, we denounce this reality to make the Africans aware that they have to defend themselves against the influence of foreign powers.
Is it just the United States, or do you believe that China is also playing a role in jockeying for the resources of Africa?
China is playing a major role because China is buying property in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in Mozambique, which is a Portuguese-speaking language country, when Portugal was in charge of Mozambique, they used to export rice. Now they are importing rice from China because they cannot produce. The socialism has wrecked the production of rice. And the Chinese come and buy farms. So about almost a third of Mozambique belongs to China. So I was in other countries of Africa, the same reality in South Africa. The Chinese are buying property, buying land in Africa. So, and they send their own workers, the Chinese workers. They don't employ people over the place. They have sent their own workers to populate and to live in the place.
There we go. I got corrected on my date. I don't know why I have that listed wrong. You're right. It's a typo. Sorry about that. Thank you, David. Anyway, so it's the 7th of March. My bad. Maybe it's the oxys. Who knows? Blame someone else. That's truly American. Anyway, so listeners out here can watch a host of videos on YouTube with the title of Deadliest Roads, in which you can see the plight of those from all over the world who are having the wealth of their minerals, oil, and forestry all extracted from their countries, as well as how they depicted are being paid peanuts to destroy their own countries for the U.S., Europe, and China. I will add a note here, which I'll refurbish later on here, that China is buying property because it's for sale, just like when you hear about it, they're buying up here in whatever, America, like that, you know. The United States, though, they just create wars and steal it. So anyway, Henry Kissinger said, he who controls the food supply controls the people, and who controls the energy can control the whole continents. Kind of sounds like Klaus Schwab, if you ask me. Also, Henry Kissinger, his last name is not Chinese. I might bring that up there, but one of his greatest sayings was, depopulation should be the highest priority of foreign policy towards the third world, because the U.S. economy will require large and increasing amounts of minerals from abroad, especially from less developed countries. And there, my friends, is where your CIA gets involved. I wish callers like Tom in Florida, whom I would say loves his country, but doesn't understand the fuller picture, like how anyone can read from the UN's own statements and their PDFs on forced immigration and also population replacement, as well as all those total illegally wars that are the main driving force to it, as the clear the way, basically, they are clearing the way for the extraction of those countries' minerals and other wealth. Those immigrants who are as much victims as we here in America are, and that is regardless of one's color or even religion, too. With President Biden's immigration policy, one might remember that in order to get people to move, you have to offer them an incentive or a carrot on the string, as it were. Wars need soldiers, and we as Americans are tired of wars, and here's a great path to their citizenship. I've seen this happen over and over again. I should also note that no one's name in Washington is Wong that's controlling our foreign policy. This is all being hatched from the Trilateral Commission and others. We'll get into that, though. It's not the Chinese selling out your country or jobs to cheaper foreign labor. D.C. is marching to the U.N. and their stated goals that I'll cover much more in this later. The New World Order boys are using this country's military as well as their coalition forces of NATO to strip mine the planet, and worthless people like you and I are just getting in their way in doing so. And from last week's show with my good friend Dave in Spain, those same military boys who are once used are also now being discarded too, reduced to broken tools of the empire. Well, we as Americans are busy in our day eking out a living and taking no note of the things around us. Many were being sold lies of fighting communists, like once strong allies of World War II, of the communist Soviets and the communist Chinese. The main players who are here in America and Europe are working their plans through this Trilateral Commission and others, these think tanks, which would also include the likes of those in the Enterprise, known as the Oliver North Squad, a notorious drug and arms dealer to facilitate the illegal wars, all in violation of U.S. laws and of our Constitution. The same who built our social media networks to track us, law enforcement to put down any anti-war movements, as well as other Occupy movements. All that matters is corporate profits. You can see that with these recent bailouts and the other pork that they're trying to throw into that. Also, what deals, as I mentioned earlier, that the Chinese do make are all through legal commerce. The U.S. just uses these wars, illegal sanctions, assassinations, and destroying any wage, labor, and unity that might cut into those profits of those corporations and banks, those who really run America and abroad. And I always hear complaints that the Chinese, like I say, are buying all this stuff up. Again, America today is like a pawn shop. And when you are really broke, you start hawking everything. China just happens to be by chance picking up the pawn ticket, as Americans would rather fund their illegal wars. So let's go back 30 years to a man which I've called a prophet for our time, who was martyred for all of us. He too got too close to the truth, that man being Bill or William Cooper. Yes, those billionaires who just seem to be getting richer and richer are the ones like Bill Gates, these philanthropists, who have cut deals with many in the world to get what wealth is left from the people and then get rid of us. So I'm going to take you back here to 1991, and I want you to kind of listen to this and let me know later if you want to call in or something like that, let me know if any of this sounds familiar.
Welcome to the hour of the time. I'm William Cooper. The years of World War II produced an event, ladies and gentlemen, that scared the ruling elite much more than Herr Hitler ever dreamed of doing. What was it? What happened that scared the men and women, the powerful rich families who rule the world from behind the scenes? All during the war, men were gone from their homes. Some didn't return. Some lasted through the war. Some returned wounded. Some returned whole, healthy, looking for a future. And in this country, a future was the great American dream. You married Susie, the local cheerleader. You had three children. You went to work for a local businessman. If you were lucky, you started your own business and hired other returning soldiers. You purchased a home. You purchased a car. You purchased a radio. And in those years, ladies and gentlemen, if you could do those things, you had fulfilled what every American dreamed of. You became a part of the middle class. You became a contributor to your community. You were looked up to by other people as long as you maintained your honesty and integrity. And in those days, most people did. What was it that caused such consternation in the secret circles of power? Following World War II, something happened that was to have tremendous significance for the future of all mankind. The intellectuals took note of this happening and brought it to the attention of the world power elite. The elite were severely shaken by the predicted repercussions of this event, and they were told by the sociologists, the scientists, that by or shortly after the year 2000, the total collapse of civilization as we know it could and might occur. They said it could occur, that is, if we did not destroy the Earth with nuclear weapons before that time. And the power elite were told that the only things that could stop these predicted events would be severe cutbacks of the human population, the cessation or retardation of technological and economic growth, the elimination of meat in the human diet, strict control of future human reproduction, a total commitment to preserving the environment, colonization of space, and something that's bannered about, very few people even understand what it means, a paradigm shift in the evolutionary consciousness of man. Whether you believe these things are true or not, you had better listen. Because you see, I've learned in my life, it makes no difference whether you or I believe these things to be true or believe them to be hoaxes or scams or whatever. If the power elite believe them, ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you it will affect us. So we must understand what is happening. We must understand what they believe. We must understand that if they don't believe it and they're promoting it, that there is an agenda that is being furthered that will further their interests, whether it furthers ours or not. When they learned these things, those in power immediately formed an alliance and set about bringing the recommended changes to fruition through propaganda, mind control, and other manipulations of the masses. The Illuminati's prayers, ladies and gentlemen, had been answered. What was the event that caused all of this consternation and changed forever the future of the world? It's very simple. Most of you have overlooked it. Most of you have never given it another thought. You pay it lip service. Millions of soldiers returned from war. All around the world, they went home. They went home. These soldiers found lonely, eager women waiting for them. The greatest coupling in the history of the human race occurred, and the result was everyone born. All during that period in history, well up into the 50s, and the children that they would eventually produce. You see, it was me and you and everyone who lives today. It was the great worldwide baby boom. It was the culmination of all man's efforts to survive throughout history, and it made no difference how many were killed during World War II. The number of births during and after World War II very quickly made up for the deaths. It was modern medicine, better diets, heat in winter, pure running water, and proper disposal of sewage. It was the point in history when the birth rate so exceeded the death rate that the world's population doubled between 1957 and 1990. It was the most wonderful time in the history of the world, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
Everyone who remembers those golden years, remember it with a smile. But it was also the worst in some ways. It signaled the end of man's most precious achievement. For an alliance of all of the powers on earth, open and hidden, had decided that individual freedoms could no longer be tolerated in the interest of the preservation of the human race. They believed the common man could not be trusted to do the right thing. Now, I can hear all the arguments now.
You could take every single man and woman and child on this earth and put them in the state of Oregon, and there'd be plenty of room for everybody.
Yeah, you could take every man, woman, and child on this earth and put them within the borders of the state of Oregon, and they would all have a little plot of ground to squat on. But there would not be room for everybody, nor would there be room for their trash or their sewage or their urine, nor would there be plentiful food to feed them with, nor could you truck or move by rail or by air enough food on a daily basis to feed them all. Some of the arguments I hear on a daily basis are so foolhardy that it's absolutely unbelievable that it comes from men and women who pretend to have brains. And that's not the problem anyway, ladies and gentlemen. The real problem with the ruling elite is that large populations are difficult to rule. Large populations are difficult to control. Large populations are difficult to feed. Large populations are difficult to create work for so that they can have the money necessary to keep them happy so they do not revolt. Population to the elite is a problem of rulership. It is a problem of maintaining order. It is a problem of natural disasters instead of killing five or six people, killing tens of thousands. And that is what really frightened these men and women who walk the shadowy halls of power.
Bill Cooper stated, clear back in 1991, 30 years ago, now we have the Fauci and the Gates type out there, they're so-called viruses. And of course, each time it's escalated, and you have to ask yourself, how do they know? Well, of course, this has all been published for decades. The important thing about that is all this is, well, was brought out in the 90s there with the crisis of democracy by Brzezinski. His father was, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, it's Taduzis. He was posted in the Soviet Union during Joseph Stalin's Great Purge and later praised by Israel for his work in helping Jews escape from the Nazis. He was also pleased to meet Henry Kissinger back at Harvard. Also, it's interesting that at least to myself, as to how so many in power towards their so-called foreign relations are all from Hungary, Germany, and Poland, and not actually Americans, but they have been running the foreign policy of this country. This would also include those at NATO, of which if we in any way today discredit NATO, we are now being deplatformed from social media. NATO is important, and of course, if you look at the history and who's the runners of NATO, you'll find it all leads right back to World War II. The other issue here is, I have a break coming up here, so I can't play it, but I will play this little short one here before the break here, because it's important. All these millions of people, where do they go? Where to put them? Where can we, how do we manage them?
That for the first time in human history, for the first time in all of human history, almost all of mankind is politically awake. And these new and old major powers face still yet another novel reality, in some respects unprecedented. And it is that while the lethality of their power is greater than ever, their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historical low. I once put it rather pungently, and I was flattered that the British Foreign Secretary repeated this, as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They have their means. Every day you hear about the mass culling of humankind, wars that just never end. Anyway, Marcus in Idaho, I'll take you to the end of the hour. Go ahead, or the end of the break here.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. That's awesome. I appreciate it. That. I was wondering when people were going to start talking about the globalist again. It seemed like people put them off, and you put them back into the play. Thank you.
It's all about control.
Well, it is. As far as me, tonight, that I don't have anything else. But thank you, sir.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called in, Marcus. Okay. You have a good evening there. You know, people don't realize, in my next little clip here, what I'll be playing after I pick up Chance here after the break here, but when you include those like Christian white gun owners who have been Waco'd in some way, Ruby Ridged, I mean, the list goes on. The infiltration of anti-war movements and stuff. People want to live. They want to be free. And, of course, you can't do that when you've got someone holding a dagger over your back. But anyway, we'll be right back here after the break here. You're listening to Perception Management. Chance is up next, and stay tuned. Loaded.
Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows. Captain Lad, everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real.
Take the red pill. Money talks, but it don't sing and dance, and it don't walk. Long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management here from beautiful Western Montana. And I have a good friend tonight listening, W7EVL from down there in the Bitterroot. Chance, you got 3 minutes, young man. Speak your piece.
Hello, Keith. Thank you so much for keeping Bill Cooper's memory alive. Bear with me. Well. It's painful for me to hear his voice. I listened to him faithfully in the 90s. And you know what really bothers me, though, Keith? How so many people betrayed that man. People in the Patriot community, they looked at him as a competitor rather than a partner. They were jealous of him. It was all about money. With Bill Cooper, it wasn't about money. It was about truth. And not only did they do that, but they would badmouth him and say, well, he drank too much. He used a vulgar word here. And this is what they based their opinions on. Shame on them. That man had more courage in his little finger than most people have nowadays, Keith. And I thank you for keeping his memory alive. It's a shame what I've seen, how people betrayed that man. People, like I said, they looked at him as a competitor. It was more about money with them rather than the truth. And that's what really that's what really bothers me, how the Patriot community, a lot of them, turned their back on him. That's why I don't have faith in a lot of people, Keith. Once again, Keith, it's hard.
Chance, I have another clip out of this. Bill Cooper was a martyr for the American people. Remember the military service he did for his country, and he was shot dead in his own doorway.
Yes, and not only that, he reenlisted, and he gave up everything. They actually set him up where he lost his leg. That man paid the price. How many patriots out here can say they paid a price? No. They're only interested in the damn dollar. Bill Cooper paid the price with his life, and it's a shame. I repeat, it's a shame how patriots turned their back on that man. They should be ashamed of themselves. Keith, thank you very much, and God bless you for keeping his memory alive.
Yeah, my best to you, okay? Well, we're going to continue here with Bill Cooper. And again, I ask you, while you're listening to this, is there anything from 30 years ago that's current today?
So an alliance was formed
amongst all of those who had traditionally opposed each other. And as the New World Order becomes a reality, the only question that will remain to be answered will be who, what power group will rule. The first study of population was made during World War II to determine the impact of the returning soldiers upon the economy. The results mobilized the ruling elite. A second secret study was conducted in 1957 by scientists meeting in Huntsville, Alabama. It confirmed the results of the first. The conclusion was that civilization as we know it could collapse shortly after the year 2000 unless the population was seriously curtailed. The study expressed a concern that since atomic weapons existed, they would ultimately be used. Total worldwide disarmament was urged. Harry Truman proposed and Congress adopted the disarmament plan and created the United States Disarmament Agency. President Dwight David Eisenhower said this in 1957, and I quote, "As a result of lowered infant mortality, longer lives, and the accelerating conquest of famine, there is underway a population explosion so incredibly great that in little more than another generation, the population of the world is expected to double." End quote. A third study was made by the Club of Rome, ending in 1968, to determine the limits to growth. The result was the same. The Club of Rome was commissioned to develop a computer model of the world so as to predict the outcome of corrections made to social and economic structures by the elect. The Club of Rome was also asked to develop a computer model of a new world order, and both tasks were accomplished. Studies were done to determine a method to arrest the population explosion before the point of no return would be reached. It was determined that an immediate attack on the problem would involve two points of intervention. The first, ladies and gentlemen, was to lower the birth rate, and the second was to increase the death rate. To lower the birth rate, several programs were put into motion. The first was the development of positive birth control methods using mechanical, diaphragm and condom, chemical, foam and birth control pills, and medical, sterilization, abortion, and hysterectomy procedures. And this is the real reason why so many women in the last 40 years have been given unneeded hysterectomies by doctors belonging to the shadowy group known as the Illuminati in the furtherance of population reduction. All of these methods were developed and all of them were implemented. The women's liberation movement was started with the demand for free abortions using pro-choice as its rallying cry. Homosexuality was encouraged and gay liberation was born. You see, homosexuals do not have children. Zero population growth became a hot subject at cocktail parties, and most of you who are my age will remember it. Individual freedom, the heat of the moment, religion, and the old blue laws sabotaged these efforts. And while zero population growth became a reality in some areas, population increased rapidly in others, mainly in groups that belong to the Catholic Church, large segments of the Hispanic population, poor people, minority blacks, people who traditionally produced children in order that they might go out and contribute something to the income, rural families who look at children as laborers in agriculture and therefore produce large families. The only alternative left to the world's ruling elite, ladies and gentlemen, was to increase the death rate, since decreasing the birth rate obviously had not worked, except with educated middle and upper middle class Caucasian families. Now, increasing the death rate was a difficult thing to do, as no one wanted to pick people out of a crowd and line them up for execution. Neither did they relish the possible consequences of an enraged public upon discovering that they were being systematically murdered. Of course, a very short but very deadly global war using nuclear weapons upon select population concentrations was contemplated. And to tell you the truth, has not been ruled out. The fact that such a population control was even contemplated confirmed the worst fears of those who had participated in the 1957 study, citing this possibility as being one of the worst for the future of man. Thanks to cooler heads, war was put on the back burner to simmer, but may become a reality. In its stead, surrogate wars between the world major powers, first and third world countries, made to look like they were necessary and patriotic, have been carried out since World War II to reduce populations in third world nations and to cull from the youth of the major military powers those most likely to produce many children, young men between the ages of 18 and 26. In the meantime, something else had to be done that would absolve the decision makers of any guilt and place the blame on those who did not lead clean lives. And you'll notice that AIDS attacks people who do not lead clean lives. Something that could be blamed upon Mother Nature. What was needed, what was cited, what was prayed for was the bubonic plague or some other horrible but natural disease. The answer, ultimately, as it has for centuries, came from Rome. Several top secret recommendations were made by Dr. Aurelio Pacei of the Club of Rome. He advocated that a plague be introduced that would have the same effect as the famous Black Death of history. The chief recommendation was to develop a microbe which would attack the autoimmune system and thus render the development of a vaccine impossible. The orders were given to develop this microbe and to develop a prophylactic and a cure. The microbe would be used against the general population and would be introduced by vaccine. The prophylactic was to be used by the ruling elite. The cure, ladies and gentlemen, will be administered to the survivors when it is decided that enough people have died. The cure will be announced as newly developed when in fact it has existed from the beginning. This plan is a classified part of Global 2000. The prophylactic and the cure are suppressed as a part of the cure. It is hoped that a mandatory vaccination or inoculation program concurrent with the implantation of a small transponder in each human being upon this earth can be accomplished.
Is that sounding, I mean, any remote familiarity with that? The mass calling of awakened mankind started decades ago, as brought out in the crisis of democracy. And I have plenty of these declassified CIA documents of these countries where hundreds of thousands were murdered who got in the way to the so-called end the control for the resources on Earth, as well as where in France, where, say, people were living off-grid and still have to pay taxes for using a solar panel. Yes, they can't even tax, I mean, they can even tax free energy from the sun or collecting water from rain. They own it all. The politically awakened, as Brzezinski talked about, remember, he was flattered. Like former presidents Roosevelt, Wilson, Obama, Carter, whom, like all, like Kissinger, getting their so-called peace prizes, all of which, through their wars, have caused the wholesale slaughter of millions of people. This is the crux of tonight's show. Yes, you watch history, and you see the millions of young boys set against killings of millions of other young boys, while the mighty generals sit back and they're, you know, from afar, guiding them along. And of course, these images of these migrants also, military age, all being used in the class of civilizations now, many pissed off that they in their own homelands have had to bury their loved ones, have seen their homes, towns, and cities destroyed, as well as the countries, and their own governments overthrown, only to be replaced by these far right-wing dictators who put multinational corporations first and foremost over the needs of their own people. It should not surprise you to hear that they also now, they know how to go postal and taking revenge out on those who may have caused their plight. Yes, you can add those like Barbara Spector, who's not Chinese, by the way, who brags about that multiculturalism is good for us, but not for her tribe, as they all have their, you know, their nice walls that your tax dollar paid for it. To speed their global agenda along, they now use an assumed virus and vaccines to call the herd. My next recording here, do I have time? No, I'll do it right after the break here. But my next recording here has a little bit of history here with, it has a little bit more band fade on it, QRX. But the intent of those like Anthony Fauci, whose AZT drugs did more damage than anything, the H1N1, the swine flu, as they call it, and those like Boris Johnson over there in the UK, whose father was a known eugenics supporter, like father, like son. Look what he's doing to Britain over there, these constant lockdowns, which, of course, cause food shortages, depression, suicides by inflating official death numbers, and the people just get more and more scared. People are stop having children. And, of course, the fear of those rising cases and new variants of something that's invisible, all later revised or to protect those like Governor Cuomo over there in New York. I can't fathom how people could miss this. And of course, as Bill Cooper says, who indeed will rule? Well, we have the cancel culture now. It's also no mistake either. Anyone who isn't buying this globalist agenda, which includes the thousands of doctors losing their permits to practice, bloggers and YouTubers are all now like those impertinent journalists who don't toe the line, and those like Donald Trump are being deplatformed by the shadow governments of the world, who control all aspects of what is and isn't allowed to be spoken or read along with, like here in America, those 400,000 subcontractors who work hand in glove with Silicon Valley, Amazon, and others who remove their opinions in medical research that finds any, you know, documents exactly of the history of lies, of their lies. They're used now to control people, which creates what is known today as the Karens out there in the world, who become so triggered when you aren't following some illegal government mandates. It's sad that they themselves don't know the scope of the phrase, we are all in this together. We have two callers online. I got a break coming up. I need to get that other clip in here, too. So, James, I'll pick you up here. Maybe Ken can arrange things for me, if you know what I mean.
Good evening.
Good evening, James.
How you doing? Yeah. This show is very, 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 very pertinent to what's happening now. And I always think that when I look at the whole thing in the last 60 years, the big reason for the assassination of John F. Kennedy was to demoralize America and the rest of the world. I think that was the ultimate.
Well, yeah, if they can do it to a sitting U.S. president, look what they just did to Trump, to a sitting U.S. president.
Exactly. Now, but in 1963, Brzezinski said, we weren't really politically awake.
Awakened,
I mean,
right.
Awoke. And, yeah, but now we are. We know the moves, and I can feel the tension building. Just, you know, it's going to get to the point now where when push comes to shove, we're going to see. It's going to come to, Cochise County, 1881. You're going to take off your guns, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to be a gunfight. But, okay, I'll let you go.
All right, my best to you. Thanks for calling in, okay, James? Dan in Washington State, go ahead.
Hey, I just had a quick question. The virus and the vaccine, if it was population reduction, do you think it's in the virus or the vaccine? Like, what does your gut tell you? Because if they did release a bioweapon, then maybe we should get the vaccine.
Well, Dan, there's videos out there of the swab, which has these nanobots, I'll call them, or actually what I would really call it is the Borg. You know, that fact about where you will be assimilated and resistance is futile, and these Borg nanocube type things, you know. I believe it's, I've seen videos here of these, the swabs, and they're active little nanobots that are actually fighting with each other. So I actually believe that the swab is the first part of that, and that the vaccines themselves, the first one is the helper, and the second one is the kill shot. And people later on will find out that as people start dying in mass, they will be blamed then on their comorbidity, you know.
Yeah, I've wondered that myself, and it's and a lot of these countries are Caucasian, like England, are really strict. They're trying to force everybody to get vaccinated. So I just wonder if, you know, is it an anti-white virus, or would it just be the?
No, I think the anti-white portion of it is how they're. I think the anti-white portion of this, Dan, is where they're going to set the Hispanics, the blacks, and others against the white. And that's why we see the cancel culture. And I posted an image earlier about it out in the store. It shows this is a black produced product. This is a Mexican, you know, anything that has to do with white and stuff. It's like they're blaming us now for everything that happened in the world. When eventually, when you look at it, the U.S. military in general has been a plethora of all races fighting people in the third world for depopulation. I'm sorry, that's the way it is.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's just like, blacks and Hispanics have been part of our military doing the same stuff. So it's.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that was my question. I got to research Bill Cooper. I didn't hear the first part of the show, how he got. I've heard his name. It was kind of before my time, how he got shot.
All right.
Whatever. But
sounds good. Well, I got to move along here. But thanks for calling in. Okay, Dan. All right. I'm going to play this one here, and I hope you get another little clip in here. So I'll play this one.
Funding was obtained from the United States Congress under HB 15090 in 1969, where $10 million was given to the Department of Defense's 1970 budget. Testimony before the Senate committee revealed that they intended to produce, and I quote, a synthetic biological agent, an agent that does not naturally exist and for which no natural immunity could have been acquired. Within the next 5 to 10 years, it would probably be possible to make a new infective microorganism which could differ in certain important aspects from any known disease-causing organisms. Most important of these is that it might be refractory to the immunological and therapeutic processes upon which we depend to maintain our relative freedom from infectious disease, end quote. Sir Julian Huxley said, and I quote, overpopulation is, in my opinion, the most serious threat to the whole future of our species, end quote. The project, called MK Naomi, was carried out at Fort Detrick, Maryland. Since large populations were to be decimated, the ruling elite decided to target, quote, undesirable, end quote, elements of society. Specifically targeted were the black, Hispanic, and homosexual populations. The poor homosexuals were encouraged on the one hand and scheduled for extinction on the other. The African continent, ladies and gentlemen, was infected via smallpox vaccine in 1977. The vaccine was administered by the World Health Organization. According to Dr. Robert Strecker, he said this, quote, without a cure, the entire black population of Africa will be dead within 15 years. Some countries are well beyond economic status, end quote.
I'm going to run out of time, so I can't play that full one here. But, you know, they're doing this here by what they call regime changes there. And, of course, with that comes... Now, they use these boys in the U.S. military to actually systematically genocide the planet, allegedly, for our freedoms and democracy. And look at America. You know, there's a reason I can personally see it through all the 60 years of my life here on Earth and communicating with many, many thousands in ham radio for 43 of them years, that there's a need not only to constantly keep the fear to sequester the masses in their homes and off the streets. You can't have them out protesting. They have to be at home trembling in front of their TV and being programmed, wearing decorative masks. Boy, what a sales option. That are complete with that worthless hoax. And, of course, be subordinate to all their governments there. This is all backed up by lying and controlled media to ingrain those lies as truths so that you personally accept those lies, which allows their evil and satanic agenda to continue. Government is there to protect the rights and liberties of its people, and the media is there to keep the government in check. Where are they? Yes, who should care when millions of Arabs, Muslims, and Asians, and blacks or Hispanics are killed? But now, they're coming for us. Thanks for joining us tonight. Stay tuned for Robert Ravolt with Incendiary Radio. Thanks those in the chat room, and Kenneth and Dave, and we'll catch you next Sunday.
All my life I've been so lonesome. If happiness came, I missed the call. All my dreams have been so aimless, and now I'm so tired of it all.
Property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry, we have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.